Track 15, The Last Word. Now Neil Haverson is back, and I think his problems may be echoed in many listeners' households.
I suspect this is yet another age thing. It seems more and more that Shady Pines echoes to Mrs. H and me disputing what the other has said. We each accuse the other of swearing black is white. Don't tell Mrs. H this, but her accusation that I don't listen when she tells me something does have some mileage. She is quick to point out that she has asked me to do something, but I have failed. I told you to turn the radiators off in the day room. I walked in and the heat hit me. We don't need them coming on in the morning when we're not in there. I'm only trying to save us money. OK, I've been admonished and I take my rebuke on the chin. I do listen and take it all on board, but it fuels the fire when I continue reading the paper while I'm receiving the corrective message. I know I shouldn't do this, but having committed the same sin so many times before, I don't need the point to be laboured. But it prompts a response. You're not listening to me. Have you got your hearing aids in? I protest that I've heard it all, but she has the last word with, you listen, but you don't hear. Let me say here that this is not all one-way traffic. I claim there are an equal number of occasions when I have told Mrs. H something which the latter claims she can't remember me saying. This gives me the opportunity to reply somewhat sarcastically, your trouble is you just don't listen. I do have a solution. When we are in the city and have gone our separate ways, we communicate by text. Just leaving Boots and heading to John Lewis. OK, meet you in the cafe at 11. This has proved to be very effective, so why not have it enshrined in the Shady Pines Constitution? As Shady Pines is closing down, Mrs. H could text me, turn radiators off in the day room. I could reply simply, Roger that. See? Hard evidence, no scope for argument. Another confession I should make is that I know of something I must do, but think, oh, I'll do that later, and promptly forget. When I'm told, write it down, that's what I do. Indeed, she does. Mrs. H is the queen of lists. They proliferate around Shady Pines. I think sticky notes were invented with Mrs. H in mind. We have a good spat the other day when I did what I do regularly and forget to write something on the all-important weekly shopping list. We've run out of porridge oats. I thought you wrote that on the shopping list. Of course I said I would, but something more important had come to mind and I failed in my mission. Mrs. H has threatened to start recording conversations to prove she is right. It would be a bit like a police interrogation. I am asking you to enter porridge oats on the shopping list. For the tape, please. Don't just nod. In the evening, instead of sitting down to watch some telly, these recordings could be replayed and we could discuss how well I performed that day. Oops, hang on. Incoming text message from Mrs. H. Don't forget to get some milk on your way home. Sorry, have to rush. If I don't go now, I'll have forgotten by the time I get to the car.
Thank you, Neil. I do have to admit that the situation you describe is very familiar. Even the suggestion that everything needs to be written down to avoid misunderstandings.